Hi, this is Ted.
Hey, Ted G from K-Rock. Sorry I'm calling you a little bit late here. We had a great bunch of Cub Scouts just came into the studio here. Taking a little tour, so all of a sudden I'm going to find my dog.
Okay.
We've got the guys are very excited to speak with you this morning. Actually, I'm going to hang up with you right now. I'm going to the studio. I just want to make sure you have something quiet right in the back. So go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Hi, this is Ted.
There we go. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Kevin is out sick today, so you've got him. That's why, because Bean was the one that spearheaded this deal, so they found you.
Okay.
So you've got Bean, Ralph, and Lisa.
Okay.
Bean, Ralph, and Lisa in the studio with you here, and they're going to pick up in about 90 seconds right after the song.
Okay. I'm basically a programmer. Yeah. Thank you, I'm wonderful. It's really nice to be here. Yes, I have a lot of extracurricular activities, a lot of hobbies. You know, it's interesting, when I first heard that you played some of my YouTube debate questions, I thought, you know, who the hell is Kevin Bean? You know, I don't listen to radio or television much, but then when I found out who you all are, I got so excited I didn't know whether to poop or piss. And all seriousness, it's really nice of you two to invite me onto the show. The show totally K-Rocks. So, hey, thanks. Yeah. So, but you... No, I don't think it was 72 videos. It was more like 20 or 30 or something. Well, you know, I have a lot of interests, and I care a lot about people and the issues and government and so on, so that was one of the main reasons. But, you know, I mean, basically I'm just a programmer at the University of California in Irvine, and, you know, I've been there for a while, and a programmer with a lot of badass wild-eyed views. So, you know, that's basically my story. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm concerned about the issues. Well, you know, mainly I'm interested in stopping violence, teaching science, issues like, you know, full democracy, freedom of information, So ending the drug war, decriminalization of prostitution, and, you know, just issues like that. That's right. Yeah, that stuff's kind of, it's pretty tough to explain a lot of that stuff. You know, some of those questions are, it's interesting that you chose that question. That really is, I think, the most far out question, because those questions like, do you believe that Michael Poopin at Columbia University figured out how to see what the brain's eyes see? It's an important issue that I wanted to ask the candidates, and some of these questions, I think it's maybe more for the public than the candidates, so forgive me if I ramble on, but I've been this way 10 years to the day. You know, I got to ramble on, do my babe, because, you know, this issue is something that, it's something that perplexes me. It's something that perplexes me as a scientist and just a common person. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but in life sometimes we have to make educated guess. And this is a go ahead. Well, you know, it's interesting that on the story, it all has to do with the violence in the USA. You know, there is a lot of violence in the USA, and one of my focuses is on stopping violence. You know, there's so much violence on Earth. And in particular in the USA, we really need to focus on the war on violence because, in my view, the so-called war on terror is only a subset of the war on violence. And so, one of my questions was, can they promise... That's right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, the U.S. has a terrible history of violence with the murder of Abe Lincoln, JFK, MLK, RFK, John Lennon, of course, 9/11. And so we need to get serious about stopping violence. And by the way, did you know that JFK was probably killed by Frank Sturgis? I mean, I can't believe I didn't know that. I finally figured it out. It took me years to figure it out. And I wanted to ask the candidates about the JFK and the RFK killing, because they're a piece of Americana, and we need to talk about them. But, you know, they seem like they don't want to talk about it. Anybody that has looked in the RFK killing knows that Sirhan probably didn't kill RFK, but that it was Saint Eugene Caesar, the security guard, that lousy bastard. I thought it was Sirhan for the longest time, and it pissed me off. And then, you know, come to find out that 9/11 was an inside job, and that will make a person indignant, to say the least. Well, you know, I think that those are basic ideas. Not only that, I mean, I think I'm going above and beyond the call of Dookie, you know. So, I mean, listen, one of my questions was, you know, do you support a public registry for violent offenders? I mean, because it's shocking to me that people out there could be hiring a person who murdered another person or massively assaulted somebody, but because it wasn't a sexual assault or murder, they aren't in any public database. I mean, it's bizarre to me that we're more concerned. Well, as long as it's consensual, you know, that's the key thing. Anything else is violence, and that, of course, we have to stop. I don't get a lot of sex, you know, but I'm in favor of defending sexual freedoms. You know, it's interesting that I was really amazed that there was actually a question asked about sex during the debates, and I can't... Yeah, and but it was interesting that the candidates were like they were uncomfortable. They were like, I didn't think they liked talking about sex, you know. And the funniest thing was like when the question was finished, the moderator Anderson Cooper said like, okay, now we're moving on, and there was like a standing ovation. You know, people are like, oh, please don't make us hear more about sex, anything but that. You know, talk to us about torture, massive violence, but just not pleasure, not that. That's a nice question. You know, it's just a sort of a theoretical award right now. You know, I have a lot of really sort of interesting views on science, and that's a big concern of mine. You know, we ought to have a big movie called The History of Science for the large screen, and also, you know, a movie for evolution. You know, because it's just shocking to me that only 33% of the people in the USA accept that evolution is a fact. And so, you know, I'm really concerned with science, but also in talking about religion, you know, there's nothing that will make a candidate look more stupid than asking them religious questions like, do they believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and so on. You know, and like remember that evolution question when the candidates were asked, do you believe in evolution? And they to me that's just as amazing that we could be electing a person into the highest position of power that, you know, actually thinks that believes in Santa Claus or something, you know. Well, you know, there's no money funding the Photon Award yet, but I really hope to have some. Well, it's just an idea. You know, I have a lot of different ideas. I have a TedHuntington.com/vote page where people can vote directly on the laws. That's one of the things I'd like to see, you know, a full democracy where we get to vote on the laws, because, you know, it's ridiculous that they won't even count our votes, even if it didn't matter. I mean, we could vote directly on the laws, so yeah. I haven't been working with my walking robot for a while. Thanks for asking, but yeah. I honestly think it's pretty wild. Like, we're going to see walking robots already in Japan. Honda, I think, and Toyota have their own walking robots. And I swear, I think in about 10 or 15 years, we actually will see people walking around with robots. I think, you know, maybe so, you know. There is the issue of healthcare too. I mean, I want to talk, if you're talking about being mad in psychology and so on, I thought, you know, it's one of my questions was about healthcare, and you know, it's good. Well, no, it's important. It's an important issue. Well, it. Listen, thanks for talking to me, and that's really special you decided to have me on. I appreciate it. I think you know, that we just, from some people hearing these things. All right, hey, listen, we need a lot of love. Share the love. All right, take care. Bye. All right. Mm-hmm.